Have you ever had a time where you wondered, where is God? Hey guys, I'm Andrew, and this is Unlock, your daily key to open up your heart to God. I know that like the back of my hand. That's a phrase that we typically use to describe something we know really well. And odds are, when we describe something like that, it's something that we really like, or even love. Did you know, though, that God says something like that about us? That's what our devotion is about here today. It was written by Cheryl Elton, and is called On God's Palms. Do you ever wonder, where is God now? Doesn't he love me? Isaiah chapter 49, verses 15 and 16, presents one of the most beautiful expressions in all of Scripture of God's everlasting love for his people. Here God contrasts his love with perhaps the closest of human bonds, that of a mother with her nursing child. As unlikely as it is, a woman could forget her child. Yet God says he will never forget us. He has inscribed, some translations even say tattooed, us on the palms of his hands. Why is that significant, though? Well, because our palms contain some of the most sensitive areas of skin on our bodies. Getting a tattoo or even just a scratch on your palm is not only extremely painful, but can actually take months to heal. Yet when God says, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands, he is using figurative language to say he would go to the excruciating pain of having our name tattooed, literally scratched on his palms, so that we could ever be before his face. In Christ, we are his people, and he loves us so much that he's literally gone through great pain to be with us. We see that in passages like Isaiah 53 verses 5 and 6 and John 3:16. Your name, inscribed on God's palm, represents all of you. Your fears, loneliness, circumstances, desires, and dreams. Everything that concerns you is always before him. He loves you. So let's talk about this. The Bible teaches us that our sin separates us from God. But because he loved us, Jesus, who is God, endured pain on the cross so that we could have a relationship with God through faith in him. How could this truth change your perspective when God's love feels distant? Take a look at Psalm chapter 42. Here, David struggles with acknowledging God's love while feeling far from it, even crying out to God, why have you forgotten me? How can this psalm provide comfort to you? Now, as we read in Isaiah 49, verse 16, one of the verses that this devotional is taken from, see, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Now, I'd encourage you to read Isaiah chapter 49, verses 15 and 16, the verse that we just read, as well as Romans 8, 35 through 39, to help keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries. Have you seen the resources that we have in our app? Just check out the App Store and search for Unlocked Devotional. Until next time, I'm Andrew, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.